Selectman John Hendricks here, and something new we're going to start doing every Friday at this time is to try to help you get up to date with what's happening in Flathead County. And to help us do that, we have Flathead County's Public Information Officer, Tanis Bradley. Hi.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Tanis. Good to have you here.
So you're the new guy.
I am the new guy.
Well, reasonable facsimile. She's obviously a gal.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am.
Well, guys are kind of young.
Hey, you guys. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we don't differentiate, Robin.
Yeah.
Okay, talk with us a little bit about how you got to this position.
Sure. Well, I've done media marketing, and I've been organizing campaigns for businesses and companies, and our county administrator contacted me and encouraged me to apply.
Okay. Yeah, that's Pete Melnick. We get him in here every now and then, too. So
yeah, Pete's wonderful.
Yeah. So what is it that you hope to accomplish as the public information officer?
Well, what I really would like to do is continue creating a funnel of information between the county government and the public. But what I really hope to do on this show is highlight the humanity of our government workforce by sharing our employees' stories and their experience. I've had the opportunity since I've started working there with going and visiting our different departments, and I get to see firsthand that these people are putting their heart and soul into their works, and they do work with a real mission, and they have a lot of passion, and it's purposeful work, and I believe that their stories are worth being told.
So, Robin, we're going to get stories.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, my experience has been just that. You see these, I worked at the fairgrounds as a teenager, and boy, I never worked so hard in my life.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And this year, the fair is going to go an extra day, I just found out. So these guys are going to work actually 25% higher, stronger, more.
Yeah, we'll be at the fair.
Is the extra day on the front or on the back?
The front.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Instead of starting on Wednesday, it's going to start on Tuesday this
year. Really?
Okay. I just found that out yesterday.
Yeah, all the more fun.
I hope I didn't blow somebody's confidence here. But there's just so much going on at the fairgrounds. That's just one example. But just about, every department.
Oh, absolutely. Every department always has a lot going on individually. But what's been really fascinating to witness is all these different departments really bolster and support each other and come together to really weave a tapestry of a single unified workforce. And that's been amazing to watch. Like Eagle Transit, we'll get you to the fairgrounds, we'll get you to elections. Right now, we've got the MSU Extension grounds working with our weeds department, and they've got classes going on for a stewardship program where they're teaching about how you can learn more about you can learn more how to take best care of your grounds and everything that's going on there. So different departments working together.
How many departments are we talking about? Because the county employs a lot of people.
Absolutely. There's 12 that I work pretty closely with. A lot of our larger departments, like the police department and the health department, really take their own narrative and a lot of control of that. But I help all the other departments that are incredibly busy and don't have a lot of their own social media stuff.
I guess I was thinking of all of the sub-departments, and that's what you're talking about, the workers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the people we see out there taking care of the roads and repairing things that somehow or another need repair.
You're always talking about the woman who takes care of the flowers across the street during
that's the city.
During
not the
growing season.
That's the city. Yeah, okay. We're talking about the county here, Robin.
Okay,
but nonetheless, it is still that's a good example of dedicated municipal and county workers.
Yeah, and I also get to work really closely with the county commissioners, and they've got public meetings every week, so I get to sit on those. And they have to make really difficult decisions and be really careful and considerate. And then I get to relay that information back to the public.
One of the things that Robin and I have noted is that what seems to get out to the media and to therefore out to the public is kind of a filtered version of everything. We don't realize all the little nuances that go into making these decisions.
Oh man, it's so extensive and incredibly in depth. Everyone has to be so well informed. I'm as the new guy, I have to consistently be playing catch up.
Right. But I'm just all the things that go into making a decision, And so, you know, all we see is a decision, and they say, "Well, that doesn't make sense. That's dumb." No, it's not dumb. It's been worked out, but we just don't know it.
Oh, from so many different facets, so many different angles, everyone is so incredibly well-read and well-informed.
So this is what you're going to do, help us understand what goes into some of these decisions.
Absolutely. And I think one of the benefits of being the new guy is things get explained to me in a layman's term because I need it. And then I can relay that back to you in a very similar, understandable way.
All right. So you're going to be with us every Friday morning at about 8:10 or when Robin and I get...
That's
close enough for government work, you know.
Yeah, we'll spend about 10-15 minutes together just kind of helping everybody understand what's happening at the county this week.
Yep, that sounds wonderful.
Kenneth Bradley, thank you so much, and congratulations on your new gig.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right.